Chapter 10. That night, I dream that Christina hangs from the railing again, by her toes this time, and someone shouts that only someone who is divergent can help her. So I run forward to pull her up, but someone shoves me over the edge, and I wake before I hit the rocks. Sweat-soaked and shaky from the dream, I walk to the girls' bathroom to shower and change. When I come back, the word stiff is spray-painted across my mattress in red. The word is written smaller along the bed frame, and again on my pillow. I look around, my heart pounding with anger. Peter stands behind me, whistling as he fluffs his pillow. It's hard to believe I could hate someone who looks so kind. His eyebrows turn upward naturally, and he has a wide white smile. "Nice decorations," he says. "Did I do something to you that I'm unaware of?" I demand. I grab the corner of a sheet and yank it away from the mattress. "I don't know if you've noticed, but we are in the same faction now."
"I don't know what you're referring to,"
he says lightly. Then he glances at me. "And you and I will never be in the same faction." I shake my head as I remove my pillowcase from the pillow. "Don't get angry." He wants to get a rise out of me. He won't. But every time he fluffs his pillow, I think about punching him in the gut. Al walks in, and I don't even have to ask him to help me. He just walks over and strips bedding with me. I will have to scrub the bed frame later. Al carries the stack of sheets to the trash can, and together we walk toward the training room.
"Ignore him," Al says. "He's an idiot. If you don't get angry, he'll stop eventually."
"Yeah," I touch my cheeks. They are still warm with an angry blush. I try to distract myself. "Did you talk to Will?" I ask quietly. "After, you know."
"Yeah, he's fine. He isn't angry," Al sighs.
"Now I'll always be remembered as the first guy who knocks someone out cold."
"There are worse ways to be remembered.
At least they won't antagonize you."
"There are better ways, too."
He nudges me with his elbow, smiling.
"First jumper?"
"Maybe I was the first jumper, but I suspect that's where my dauntless fame begins and ends." I clear my throat. "One of you had to get knocked out, you know. If it hadn't been him, it would have been you."
"Still, I don't want to do it again."
Al shakes his head too many times, too fast. He sniffs.
"I really don't."
We reach the door to the training room and I say,
"But you have to."
He has a kind face. Maybe he is too kind for Dauntless. I look at the chalkboard when I walk in. I didn't have to fight yesterday, but today I definitely will. When I see my name, I stop in the middle of the step. My opponent is Peter.
"Oh no," says Christina, who shuffles in behind us. Her face is bruised, and she looks like she is trying not to limp. When she sees the board, she crumples the muffin wrapper she is holding into her fist.
"Are they serious? They're really going to make you fight him?"
"Peter is almost a foot taller than I am, and yesterday he beat Drew in less than 5 minutes. Today Drew's face is more black and blue than flesh-toned."
"Maybe you can just take a few hits and pretend to go unconscious," suggests Al. "No one would blame you."
"Yeah," I say, "maybe." I stare at my name on the board. My cheeks feel hot. Al and Christina are just trying to help, but the fact that they don't believe, not even in a tiny corner of their minds, that I have a chance against Peter bothers me. I stand at the side of the room, half listening to Al and Christina's chatter, and watch Molly fight Edward. He's much faster than she is, so I'm sure Molly will not win today. As the fight goes on and my irritation fades, I start to get nervous. Four told us yesterday to exploit our opponent's weaknesses, and aside from his utter lack of likable qualities, Peter doesn't have any. He's tall enough to be strong, but not so big that he's slow. He has an eye for other people's soft spots. He's vicious and won't show me any mercy. I would like to say that he underestimates me, but that would be a lie. I am as unskilled as he suspects. Maybe Al is right, and I should just take a few hits and pretend to be unconscious. But I can't afford not to try. I can't be ranked last.
By the time Molly peels herself off the ground, looking only half-conscious thanks to Edward, my heart is pounding so hard I can feel it in my fingertips. I can't remember how to stand. I can't remember how to punch. I walk to the center of the arena, and my guts writhe as Peter comes toward me. Taller than I remembered, arm muscles standing at attention. He smiles at me. I wonder if throwing up on him will do me any good. I doubt it.
"You okay there, stiff?" he says. "You look like you're about to cry."
"I might go easy on you if you cry." Over Peter's shoulder, I see Four standing by the door with his arms folded. His mouth is puckered, like he just swallowed something sour. Next to him is Eric, who taps his foot faster than my heartbeat. 1 second, Peter and I are standing there, staring at each other, and the next, Peter's hands are up by his face, his elbows bent. His knees are bent, too, like he's ready to spring.
"Come on, stiff," he says, his eyes glinting. "Just one little tear. Maybe some begging."
The thought of begging Peter for mercy makes me taste bile, and on an impulse, I kick him in the side. Or I would have kicked him in the side if he hadn't caught my foot and yanked it forward, knocking me off balance. My back smacks into the floor, and I pull my foot free, scrambling to my feet. I have to stay on my feet so he can't kick me in the head. That's the only thing I can think about.
"Stop playing with her," snaps Eric. "I don't have all day."
Peter's mischievous look disappears. His arm twitches, and pain stabs my jaw and spreads across my face, making my vision go black at the edges and my ears ring. I blink and lurch to the side as the room dips and sways. I don't remember his fist coming at me. I am too off balance to do anything but move away from him, as far as the arena will allow. He darts in front of me and kicks me hard in the stomach. His foot forces the air from my lungs and it hurts. Hurts so badly I can't breathe. Or maybe that's because of the kick. I don't know. I just fall.
"On your feet," is the only thought in my mind. I push myself up, but Peter is already there. He grabs my hair with one hand and punches me in the nose with the other.
This pain is different. Less like a stab and more like a crackle. Crackling in my brain, spotting my vision with different colors, blue, green, red. I try to shove him off, my hands slapping at his arms, and he punches me again, this time in the ribs. My face is wet, bloody nose, more red, I guess, but I'm too dizzy to look down.